they're the people who have sold merchandise and things to Frankenmuth, that the Frankenmuth people were more inclined to buy from an outsider than from one of their own, because they always, I don't know, I've heard that. And I think there's something to that.
Okay. Are there any big things that happen in history that kind of either helped or hurt Frankenmuth, such as the floods to the dikes along here?
Yeah, for years the floods used to be a big promotion for Frankenmuth, because every year we had the high water, and so every year you had the news media out here and the radios and so forth, and would bring in give us the added publicity. I think some of the big things that helped the community was, of course, I-75. This brought us real close to the people. We're only 6 minutes off of I-75, and you can drive an hour and a half to Detroit, an hour and 15 minutes to Ann Arbor. So that brought this little community right close to the people. I think that was a big thing. Way back, I think at the end of the lumbering industry was it. There were two lumber mills here in the community. Must have been drastic, because this was the employment of the people in the area. I think another thing, prohibition. Two breweries in the community, 7 taverns closing. Imagine, small community of 1,700 at that time, with 7 taverns closing and 2 breweries. That must have been a drastic effect on the community. Then I think when the automobile first started in, I don't know what year, the transition from the horse to the automobile, because this then let the Frankenmuth people take their cars and do their shopping in Saginaw, Flint, and Bay City. And then the small merchants suffered, you know, because they were kind of in here by themselves. So I think one of the biggest things that happened to the community is when, as far as appealing to the tourists, is when the community changed its thinking with the Bavarian Festival and with the Bavarian style building, and there were more of these shops appealing to the tourists. Now we have about 10 shops appealing to the tourists. About 10 years ago, we maybe had one shop appealing to the tourists. They were still appealing to the people living in the area. And my philosophy is, what difference does it make? You're selling your merchandise, who you sell it to. And this is, you know, I have the art shop, and you have the country store, and a cheese house, and woodworking shop, and Brunner's has been a big influence on the community. Walter Brunner, he's not only in the Christmas display business, he was also in the advertising business, which meant he knew how to advertise and promote, and he's bringing in thousands of people every year for his uniqueness in his shop. So I think Frankenmuth is really unique. You've got 2 breweries, where in the world do you find in a community of 3,000, 2 large restaurants, which feed every day? We'll feed 3,000 here today. We fed 3,000 yesterday. We're going to feed 3,000 tomorrow. We'll feed 15,000 people here in a week, 500,000 a year. And we have, it is a unique community, you know. And so I think this whole evolution of these shops converting into appealing to the tourist people had a direct effect on the attracting more and more customers.
Okay, you mentioned the cheese factory. You had something to do with that, didn't you? Or
years ago, my father, he ran a Frankenmuth cheese factory. Time Frankenmuth produced more cheese than any other township in the United States. And then over years, being they were so close to Saginaw and Flint, they were paid more for producing milk to bottling, and all the cheese factories around here closed up. And so Kraft Food took the recipe of making Frankenmuth cheese and made it up in Clare, Michigan. We still buy the stores today, Frankenmuth cheese. So there was a kind of a demand, and also there was a, people were heard about Frankenmuth cheese. And so we investigated opening up a cheese factory again and found that not to be practical. And so this store was for sale up here. And we converted that into the Frankenmuth Cheese House, and he sells tons of Frankenmuth cheese now. It's not made in Frankenmuth, but it's a Frankenmuth style of cheese, medium, strong. It's a kind of a cheddar type of cheese.
It's the original recipe then that was brought kind of, over?
I think so.
Let's see what do you have any kind of, do you think Franklin's still going to stay this way? Or is the imp, is the force that's here now with you here, you're kind of still promoting the Bavarian style, right? And is it somewhat part of the whole tradition now that it's going to be tradition, or is do you think things will change in the future?
It's pretty hard to look in the future. But I often said I wish I could go back 100 years from now to see the community. But the way I see it now, and the way I see the community going, I think what's going to happen that this town, the new buildings that are going up, they have accepted the Bavarian style buildings. And it's more of the outside people coming, like Saginaw Saving alone. They can see that sometimes better than a person living right here. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised that the trend of the Bavarian style buildings and the atmosphere and the Gemütlichkeit, and that will continue to grow. I think so.
Yeah, but the forest is there now, and it's
the
seed's been planted then.
Seed is planted, and it takes a little while to get everybody thinking the way, you know, that, because some of these older stores, they're not interested in remodeling, but most of the new buildings that are going up have followed this Bavarian style building.
Okay, that's everything I wanted to cover, but is there anything in your history otherwise, that little stories that you might want to mention that somewhat had an influence on either you or the community as a whole that you know of? I know this is kind of a quick question, but...
Yeah, I was going to write several books about my life. One of them is Success Through Failure. It would take me an hour to go through all of the failures that I had in life and some of the handicaps that I had to overcome. And I think one of the things that I don't want to brag, but it helped to make us successful is because we took what some people thought was a handicap, our Bavarian accent, our small German community, and made an asset out of it. So I think this is one thing. The other thing is that there must have been all through these years men that influenced my life more than my father. There's others, and all the way from I used to be a drunk, Herbie Arduzzi, and if I would have to put a stamp on some of the things that helped make me successful, is because I always try get the good points out of a person. Every person has certain qualities. This drunk, he was like what do you call those bees that always take all the honey and never drones on the community, but he had some good points. And I think this would make a history in itself, that I've always, I'm 53, all throughout my life, I always, something, how come you still have this man around or this lady? But they always have some good points, and I think if you can have people do something for you that you would like to do yourself, this is really the success of a man, I think, is because it's impossible for me to serve 3,000 people here alone today, right? Otherwise, other people down here are doing what I would want them to do. And this is not really easy because you're dealing with 300 different personalities. And so this is a point. Another thing is that I think that the other book that's going to write, how to run a successful restaurant. And there wouldn't be a bit in there about food. There's everyday incidents that happen. Like yesterday, a lady had a heart attack and she died in our lobby. How are you going to handle that situation? There's a situation where a girl comes in and cries and tells me that she's pregnant. And what are you going to tell her? Next day, a person comes in and has problems at home, their personal problems with their father or grandfather. there's the method of handling the employees. I mean, to they have all their own personal problems, and this is one thing that sometimes gets me down a little bit, because when you have all these people eating here and dining, you are dealing with human beings, and you have to be pretty patient and calm to handle all those situations. And this is where the Christian attitude comes in. And this is where our ethnic background, our church, this philosophy, I don't know what religion you are, and I'm not going to even ask you, but if I wouldn't have the religious background and my religious beliefs, it would be very difficult for me to operate successful, because it is a... just the other day I said, well, you should be thankful that you're able to give to your grandfather or your father, rather than you being on the other end. You know, quite often, you say, oh, let me ask you, you think, well, here on this side, would you rather be here to give to this person over here, or would you rather be over here to receive? You put yourself in this particular person's mind. If you would be on the other end, to receive of all the things that you have to do, you'd much rather be able to be over here. And I think this is very important too, that you have to never let, if things happen, I mean, there's all these bad things. You got to also look at the good side of things. You also got to have a little fun in life. You got to get some enjoyment out of it. And and you can't please everybody, but you can always be nice to everybody, you know. We had a wonderful mother too. She was really a Christian. She was a wonderful lady. Got her picture of my dad and mother in the lower lobby there. So I don't know if I answered your question or not.
I mean, you were going to say some more on your father and mother. If you want to, fine.
No, I said I think we have a... down in the lower lobby, I have a photograph or a painting of my father and mother. Which again, I think, due to the fact that I have a large painting of my father and mother, feels that I'm proud of my parents and what they contributed to my, you know, to my life and our
community as a whole.
Community as a whole, and I'm grateful for that.
Is that, would you say that's the general feeling of most of the family then?
I think so.
I mean, Zender still had quite a bit to do with Frankenmuth as a whole, didn't they, over the years? There's always been a Zender someplace in the history, hasn't there?
I imagine so.
Whether it was directly or indirectly, even the underdogs have some purpose downstairs, don't they?
I think so.
Because, well, I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about Cedar Point, but I worked there 3 summers, okay?
Yeah.
And I know what it feels like. I know I saw lots of kids treating other guests poorly at times, and I mean, I don't know. Which I think you feel, is, when you're talking, it seemed like that you want to make sure that all your help downstairs treats everybody the same way you'd treat them.
That's right.
And if you went down there, if you were a guest, you'd like to be treated such a way, and you're hoping that you're treating that guest that way, right?
That's right.
And and that's what's kind of helped Frankenmuth along, hasn't it? Maybe this Christian background?
I think so.
Treating people as people.
That's
right. For their individualness.
Mm-hmm.
But still with the idea to get to heaven.
Yeah. Anytime we get a complaint, if you get a chance to read all the complaints that we answer, I always give the customer the benefit of the doubt. See, if he has been here, he got poor service, the food wasn't up, we sent him 3 dinners. Anytime we question it, if we think that he has a legitimate complaint, we always send him 2 free dinners, 4 free dinners, 8 free dinners, because we know when you serve 3,000 people that at times maybe he isn't getting the service that he should. And I think people want to be treated, you know. And my son Bill, he worked at Cedar Point too for a year. He was over there in that... I think the first or second year they opened that kitchen back in there, that chicken place.
Where, in Front Church, huh?
Yeah.
On the chicken patio on the midway?
Chicken patio? No, in behind someone. You had to walk in. You went down the patio a little bit, and then in the back here somehow, and then it went over towards the side.
Back at Plantation Inn there.
Plantation Inn.
Yeah, well, my ride that I worked at was the antique car ride right next door.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, here's the antique car ride.
Yeah.
And then you kind of walk by there, and then
Did he see anything Did he think that the same image was down there that is up here?
No, you know, when he came back, he called the people cattle. He said, well, Bill, they're not cattle. Yeah, but we kind of, you know, treat them like cattle. You know, line them up and put them through. And
there's long lines here today.
Huh?
So you get long lines here today, too.
Yeah. And I don't like that. I think people ought to be treated like people. I felt really sorry for that man. His wife died. Here comes the Frankenmuth. His wife dies here. I mean, it's something. And I think that's true throughout the town, that people are treated, you know, like people. And they want to be treated that way.
So, do you have any other comments or little things that you think of? Probably I should have told you what some of these were before, but somehow.
Yeah.
I think you could, what I've heard so far seems to be kind of interesting. It's a personal view, and that's what we kind of want in the interview.
Well, I've tried to kind of, I'm losing my voice now, so maybe we better quit.
Well, I think we've almost got the hour too.
So why don't we, I'll give you the copy of my brother's book. He received his doctor's degree on it. You know, I don't believe there's a town in the area that has received as many write-ups in newspapers, as you noticed. Just about every couple of months we receive another write-up, which has helped terrifically in boosting the community. And I know of my brother Herman, and Howard Johnson, and Griswold. I know of three persons who received a doctorate degree in writing about the history of this community. So it must have a unique type of a history. Persons trying to pick this community, you know, to write a thesis on it from different angles. And maybe there's more that I don't even know of.
But you grew up with it. You were born and raised here.
Born here, accepted, you know, you don't know any different.
Right.
This interview was conducted on the second floor of the Bavarian Inn, above the restaurant, and in Mr. Zender's personal office.